Hello, I'm Chris calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. To begin, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment or condominium, a manufactured or mobile home?
A single-family.
Thank you very much. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. Please tell me, in what year was your home built?
1985.
85,
I believe.
Thank you.
Now,
and have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property? Like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades?
We have hurricane shutters. We have a new roof.
Mm-hmm. What about a drainage upgrades or a structural upgrades or raised home?
No, not really.
Okay, that's fine then. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
30.
Thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, yes or no?
Yes.
Category 1 hurricane?
Yes.
Category 2 hurricane?
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm not sure how strong they were.
Okay. And Category 3 hurricane?
The ones in 2014. I think that was a Category 3.
Okay, and what about a Category 4?
I don't think so.
And what about a Category 5?
Oh, no.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you tell me the name or the year of the tropical storm? If you don't remember, just an approximate. It's fine.
The tropical storm, I don't remember. I think it was the first year we were here. Which would be it was either 84 or 85, something like that.
1985. Now, what about the Category 1 hurricane? Do you remember the name
which
or the
which one was which? I don't know. I know that in 2014 there were two hurricanes, one after the other. There were a few more. I just don't remember what years.
An approximate, a ballpark of when would have that been?
I'm sorry, would it be the ballpark of what?
Of the year in the
category I have no idea which one was which. I don't know which years they were. Whenever they came, we were here. That's weird.
But you mentioned that the Category 3 was in 2014
I think that was the year for the bad ones. There were two, one right after the other. But I don't know.
Okay. So would it be like Category 2 in 2014 and Category 3 in 2014 as well?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes, this one.
And what was the estimated damage in dollars? Do you remember?
Oh, I think around 70. Then I think it was around 70,000. We lost.
Thank you.
We lost the cage. You know, the that goes around the pool. We lost some trees. We lost, there was roof damage. The side.
Related to that?
Yeah.
Related to that, can you please tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else?
Well, it was not ocean surge because we're far enough from that. And it was not, broken windows because, as I said, we had shutters. But the roof, I guess it's, I don't know if it's the rain or the winds or trees, but the roof was damaged, and that was
and,
fixed, yeah.
And you mentioned that you lost a tree?
Oh, yeah. Well, in the hurricane, yes, we lost a tree, but we had much more damage from the tornado.
Oh.
I guess that's wind. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
It's Florida.
Yeah, and how related to that as well, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado, or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable,
no,
or not too vulnerable?
Not that vulnerable. I mean, the electricity goes out. Yeah, it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Maybe you lose food from your freezer if you don't have a... if it takes too long, but nobody's had personal injuries that I know of from the hurricanes. It's just physical damage to the houses. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that's the best case scenario, right?
I mean,
now, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Well, first of all, the hurricane shutters get closed. You take extra water. You have food that I have gas stoves and stuff, so I can usually cook. But even so, you have canned goods. You put water in the bathtubs, whatever. You have lanterns when the electricity goes out. And you go hide in your friend's house because they have auxiliary power.
That's great. Now, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
My home will be secured within a few hours. I have already contacted the people, the shutter people, and they come every year. I have very high ceilings, all right? And I have double windows. So I have a series of shutters that go on the top windows, which I cannot close, and I can't even find a handyman that closes those. So they come once a year. They condition the shutters. You make sure they're oiled up and working, all of them. And they close all the upper ones at my house. The high ones. So that all I need is a handyman to come in and close the ones that are at street level.
So you're ready anytime, right?
Yeah. So I really am prepared. I keep water, bottled water in the house.
And
after 30 years in Florida, we will have hurricanes. I mean, if you don't, it's a miracle. So, yes, I try to be prepared.
Yes, and you got ahead of me for a bit.
Sorry.
Considering yourself, that's fine. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
Damage, I cannot be certain because no matter what you do, if the hurricane hits in a certain place or the winds hit your house in a certain way, there's going to be damage. If a tree gets pulled up and lands on your roof or bashes into, you know, it's going to be damage. But I'm not afraid that we will have personal damage or there will be excessive damage. Mm-hmm. It's just luck of the draw kind
so
of thing.
Between very certain and somewhat certain, where do you fall?
I'm not even somewhat certain that there will be damage. There might be damage.
So no certain at all?
Yeah, I'm not certain whether it will be damaged or not. I mean, we've been through hurricanes where there's debris around and stuff like that, but, you know, that's all. Nothing major.
But the question was, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage?
I have all the information I need.
So are you very certain that they would have all the information?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, please select your top three sources of information. Is it internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper or print media, friends and family, social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or WhatsApp?
The television, if it's working, radio, and beforehand print information, newspapers.
Newspapers, thank you.
Yes.
And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5.
Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? The cost of housing, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes, loss of income or employment, transportation costs, or cost of childcare?
No, none of them have impacted us directly.
None of them. Okay.
Annoyed, yes, but impacted, no.
Thank you. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
If I was ordered to evacuate immediately, I would leave. If Hurricane 3 was going to hit, quite possibly I would, if possible, leave.
Okay,
in other words,
we have
on occasion, when we knew a hurricane was coming, we closed up the house, locked everything up, got the whole house ready, got in the car and drove over to the West Coast one time or up north, north. Of course, the hurricane followed us, so that didn't work, but that's besides the point.
That's bad. Now, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, and if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, which one is the most possible? Or
what do you mean? Put it this way: if we were told to evacuate immediately, I would leave.
Okay. Related to that, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby family or friend? Another location within the state? As far as possible to another state? Or you would not leave under any circumstances?
I would most likely go to another location in the state where it's not supposed to hit. Like going up to St. Pete or going, someplace like that, or over to the West Coast so that you might get rain, but you're not going to get a hurricane to do damage kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes, I understand. Now, how many vehicles are available in the household?
Now, 1.
Thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Oh.
An estimate is fine.
I'm trying to remember. I just renewed the policy, and I know they raised the deductible. I think it's $2,500 or $5,000. I'm not sure which. I think it's higher for hurricanes. In other words, for wind, you have separate, for one thing, it's like $2,500. I think that's the wind, but the hurricanes, it's $5,000. I'm not sure. I don't remember. But
so
I know that there are different numbers. Which one would I prefer it for? The lower one, $2,500. But it's too expensive, I think. That's why we raised it.
Okay, thank you. Now, and how confident are you that you could come up with $2,500
no
for an unexpected hurricane? You're certain that you could come up with a full amount?
Yes.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has it decreased?
It went up. It went up about 30%, 35%.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 to 3 years back?
A lot.
And would you say it
doubled or
has
tripled?
Increased? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 3 to 5 years back?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the home insurance rate has gone up. I don't remember what it was 5 years ago because I didn't do it. My husband took care of it. But in the last 3 years, I would say it's gone up almost double,
significantly.
Not quite double. Yeah.
But 3 to 5 years, you don't remember?
I don't know what it was. My husband took care of it, and I really didn't pay attention to it.
And
Sorry.
By any chance, do you remember how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 5 to 10 years back?
Oh, it's gone up a lot. No, I don't know how much. Every year it goes up, so I just don't know how much, though.
Okay, that's fine. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, others that you would like to specify?
Well, we increased the amount of deductible. I researched it with other carriers, but we changed to this insurer about 5-6 years ago. But that's the last time we changed because I haven't found anybody more reasonable. And I do combine my car, my house, to get a lower rate or whatever.
Uh-huh,
and we used to have two cars. I had two cars up until this year. So it was two cars and the house. And if we combine them all, we got a lower rate. And
that was it. In a sense, that would decrease coverage as well? That falls under decreased coverage?
The cars, no. But the,
Okay.
Well, actually the cars, yeah, I increased the amount of deductible on the car also.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? Is it 100% or I want to be insured for the full replacement value? Or is it 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
I don't really know because I don't know what the actual replacement value of the structure would be. I would say I would like it to be insured for at least 80%.
No, 80% to less.
Yeah, at least.
Thank you.
As I say, I'm not really sure because I don't know what it would be.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I would not move from my home?
Most likely I would not move from my home.
Thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
My mortgage is paid off, and no, I would not.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
No, they should be involved because of the streets and that type of thing. I would say local government and state.
And state, thank you.
I don't know. And when something happens and you're in trouble, any place you can get the money would be good. I mean, let's be honest.
Now, yes, thank you. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Oh, I'm pretty confident. I'd say 4.
And how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Oh, 2.
And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Well, I think the building codes are pretty strong in Palm Beach County, so I would say about 4. They don't have a choice.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
Yeah. 3. I don't know.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I think that I have confidence in that. They really are quite strict.
And on a scale of 1 to 5?
1 to 4, 4 being the best.
1 to 5, 5 being the best.
Okay, make it a 4.
Okay, thank you very much. And next, and well, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. This is the last section.
Okay.
Now, next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? And we have a scale if that helps. Yes,
what is happening? The level?
The sea level rise.
I'm sorry, repeat that. Sea level? The sea level rise.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I just, for some reason, I didn't get that. Sea level rise. It is happening.
It is happening, and do you think you will be affected? Do not know if you will be affected, or you
I
will
not
be affected?
I do not know. I do not know. I think I'm far enough away, but I'm not sure.
Thank you. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income tax, increase property tax, increase both income and property taxes?
I don't know. I guess increase property tax, I would assume.
Thank you. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Lightly concerned.
Thank you. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important to you? Was it a neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job? You can select up to 3.
It would be the area, I mean, the ones at the beginning, repeat those.
Neighborhood, schools?
Yes.
Crime?
Neighborhood, schools, no. Go on. I'm sorry. What did you just say?
Yes. Crime, price, walkability, taxes and
price,
fees.
Neighborhood, keep going.
Then we have taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job.
trying to think. I guess cost of living here, so it would be taxes.
Taxes, thank you. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
I'll never last that long. I don't know. I mean,
we
I've been living here 30 years. I have no intention of moving. Mm-hmm. I'm 82 years old, so I have no idea how much longer I'm going to be living here, but it was likely till the day I die.
For the purpose
three
of the
to
question,
5 years.
How should
I think 5 to 10 years, I'll be optimistic.
Okay, thank you. Let's hope. Now, finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished.
Okay.
Now, how could you... You already said it, but could you please tell me your age? Are you between 82. 18 and 34? Okay, thank you. And what is your gender?
Female.
Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Right now, just myself. My husband passed away this past year.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Now, how many people are under 12 years old?
None.
In your house? And how many people are 65 or older?
One.
Thank you very much. What is your marital status?
Now I'm widowed.
Oh, widowed. Thank you. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than a high school, some college graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And if that's the case, what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Asian
Caucasian.
Or Native American? Thank you. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you. And finally, please tell me, which is the income range of for your household? Is it under 20,000? 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, or over $100,000?
Over.
Oh, thank you very much. And these were all the questions I had. So thank you very much for your responses and
You're
have a nice
welcome.
Evening.
You're quite welcome. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.